Pod Culture, episode 364, The United Stomach of Happiness, part C. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 100,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed each week. If you've missed the first half of this show, don't worry. Head back to the website, www.podculture.net, and grab the first half. And now, on with the second half of Pod Culture.
Still waiting for Game of Thrones and Grimm to come back. Haven ended. I don't know where they're going to go for next season. Should be interesting. Now that Dexter is over for the time being, I've started watching Homeland.
Yes.
And it's no Dexter.
No.
But it's good. It's been good. I'm only on episode 3 right now. But it's been pretty interesting, and of course,
really interesting. Yeah,
of course,
Nigga Marina.
Yeah,
yeah,
that
yeah.
Had to be my initial draw to the show.
Jessica Lange was robbed. Yeah. I've never seen Claire Danes' performance in Homeland, but it can't be as good as Jessica Lange's in American Horror Story.
You got a good point. Claire Danes isn't bad in this at all. I mean, she does a good job, but
she plays crazy pretty good.
Yeah,
you can't beat Jessica Lange's crazy.
No, you can't. Yeah, she's just phenomenal in American Horror Story. Like I said, love Justified, but haven't started watching the season yet, even though I was dying for it to start up again. Mm-hmm. I'll get caught up quick. Can't believe Last Resort's over. I've only seen the first episode
so far.
I
liked it.
But I will watch them.
It was different.
And we'll talk about that one, too, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't my favorite show ever, but it was different, and I liked that it was different.
Supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
Last episode.
Oh, yeah.
I need to see that.
We skipped over one.
Dang it. LARP and
LARPing.
Oh, really?
Horse face went on and it was great.
Shut up!
It's monkey face, you mean.
Same difference. Girl needs braces.
With a face like a monkey.
Commentary.
I'm sorry. Yep. I'm sorry. I'm sure she's a very nice person, but she'll always be my nemesis as long as I live.
Best Dragon Con panel ever.
Only because you were on it.
Yeah, and sitting right next to her.
Yeah, it's a good episode, though. You guys need to watch it if you haven't seen it yet. Supernatural, still good. Still good. Want it to keep going.
I like it. It's kind of gone back almost to the beginning feel to it, almost Monster of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
I like Garth. Stuff,
with just a little bit of threads running through it.
Mm-hmm.
Garth is good.
Yeah, Garth is awesome.
Are you the new Bobby?
I still haven't watched a single episode of Big Bang this season.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
It's a hit and a hit and miss. It's the same jokes every week.
I'm done with it. Sorry.
The girls are talking comics.
Right.
Or where the girls wind up talking about comics was pretty damn funny.
I quoted Bernadette's last line for days when they're talking about Red Hulk and is Red Hulk worthy of Thor's hammer.
Yeah, what?
And you hear Bernadette go, "How do you know? You don't know his life."
And I'm thinking, it's like, I know who Red Hulk is in the comics.
You don't know his life.
In that voice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Great looking woman. Not so keen on the voice.
She's modeled it after her mom. I told you that. It's not her real voice. She's modeled that character after her mom.
She had the same voice on True Blood.
It's basically the same character.
It is, kind of.
I have not watched The Following yet.
Yeah, but I hear it's good. My aunt has watched it, and she said it's good.
Looks like it could be interesting.
The following what? No, Glenn, please do go on. What?
Yeah, then you Kevin
the name
Bacon
of the show.
Show. Then you Kevin Bacon show. That's not who's on first. Okay. Kevin Bacon, the following. I don't know. I mean, it could be cool. I would be like, oh, I don't want to watch a show about a serial killer, but I love Dexter, so I'll give this a shot. The main thing, though, is the producer from The Vampire Diaries.
Nice.
And he's obviously one of the things that makes it good. So. And
I did not realize until I started watching American Horror Story that James Wong, who was one of the producers from X-Files, is one of the producers. So between Tim Minear and James Wong, I should have known it was going to be good.
Right. And last but certainly not least, Vampire Diaries is still really
Damn
good.
You,
every episode, it's like, what's going to happen next?
Damn I mean,
it's
you,
still good. So you got a lot to look forward to.
I love the snark.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the, I didn't think I'd like Damon best because I don't normally go for the bad ones, but
Wait a minute. You had it all about Spike. He was a baddie.
He was pitiful. He was a puppy dog. He was all in love with Buffy. He was a puppy dog. But now that Damon's a little bit in love with, what's your phrase? It's better. But he's funny.
Well, yeah. What little I've seen, Vampire Boone's hysterical.
He's funny. Mm-hmm. So even though I'm 12 episodes in, I'll watch him again if you want to watch him with me. Okay, you get to pick American Horror Story or Vampire Diaries.
We'll see.
We're watching them again. Mm-hmm. You pick. Because we'll have time between now and when. Because we keep looking for things to watch. Because we're running out of stuff. Either stuff's been canceled or the seasons are over or whatever.
On hiatus.
And we need a gap.
Yeah. The things are starting to stagger out and even out more in the past. Guess a couple of seasons. So
Merlin's gone. Everything's gone.
But the Vampire Diaries builds, the world gets bigger, the mythos. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's going to be a lot more things introduced. And
I like the things that are constant and the things that are different. Like, I like the fact that they can't come in without you inviting them.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the magic ring that they can walk outside. You know, the Gem of Amara. You know, I like that kind of stuff.
I've caught bits and pieces.
Because I'm watching it
as I come to bed.
I'm watching it way too late. If I'm still watching it when he's coming to bed, I'm up way too late.
And the scene where they're going to some party at the yacht club or something, or somebody's house, and, you know, there's huge crowd at this place. And they, you know, stand at the doorway and, hey, how's it going? And, oh, yeah, come on in.
You're like, no.
Because I didn't, you know, I know they're walking around in daylight and, okay, and some stuff has changed. Okay, no problem. And I didn't catch it until I just see him stop and talking from the doorway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like, it's either the first or the second episode. It's early days when Damon is with Caroline and he's laying in bed reading Twilight and making fun of it. And she's like, you have to start from the beginning. It's not the same if you don't start from the beginning. Like, it's better when you start from the beginning.
Wow.
But it was funny the way he makes fun of it.
And so,
you know, I don't want to give away too much, but okay, I won't even do it. Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. Moving on.
Oh, so you're going to cliffhanger. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
I'm already broken after what happened in the episode I watched last night, so I can't even cope. Jasmine Guy is all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I cried. I sat there and I cried.
Jasmine Guy is on the show?
You saw her.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's looking old.
Oh, okay.
But I sat there and I cried. I'm like, I can't cope with this show.
I was just going to say, your comparison to Spike and Angel and then the whole Angelus thing, and then there's the whole the Ripper thing and all.
Oh,
it all. You'll be happy.
Okay,
you'll be comfortable.
Okay,
in that world,
it is a very comfortable. Yeah. I mean, it is a very, being a Buffy Angel fan, it is a very comfortable universe to be in. Nothing feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing feels. You know, I don't get the. This is stupid. I mean, like, it feels like Buffy and Angel.
The latest season gets even a little more like Buffy in things that are going. I mean, they start getting a little more away from the school, mm-hmm. but I mean, as
well,
far
eventually
as
they're going to have to graduate.
Yeah, but as far as the lore and things mm-hmm. go, there's mm-hmm. some very Buffy Slayer type
I like
stuff.
The thing about the families that it's mm-hmm. the founding families of the neat. Town. Mm-hmm. I like that. Like going back to what Adam was talking about with your ancestry. Mm-hmm. Like, I like that whole, you know, he's doing the research for school and he's learning about his ancestors, and I think that's pretty cool.
See, anything else, man?
I think that's it for me.
Because there were
What did you forget?
Well, one, we started a little bit of a rewatch on Farscape because we had pretty much watched everything.
You didn't watch anything I wanted to watch.
but we, I guess, oh gosh, almost, I guess a year ago now, had bought, Amazon had the gold box deal, Farscape. The complete series on Blu-ray for like $50-$60.
Really? Hmm.
So that's what we bought it. We liked the show. Mm-hmm. And finally got around to cracking them open because I think right when it came out on Blu-ray, we had already just finished watching it straight through on DVD. So it's like, yeah, okay, put it up. But we went back and put the Blu-ray in last night.
My router's the same and everything, but I still love it.
Pretty much, yeah. Although much thinner in beginning of Farscape.
That's about Colin McHale's hope. None of us are the same as we used to be.
No, mm-hmm. no.
Don't pick on people.
How dare he get old?
But man, looking, it's gorgeous on Blu-ray.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if they've remastered completely. I don't think so, because every once in a while you can see a little light blip, like something got on the film grain or mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's every once in a rare while, just I've watched so much of this crap and I'm watching for that specifically, but the computer, the CGI and the effects and
it
all the post-production work,
well.
It, yeah, I put it up there with just about anything out right now.
Really?
Too.
Wow.
I'm for anything with Muppets, man.
it's a little weird because I think maybe fourth season it went
so
widescreen.
Yeah.
But at least the first season, I think another couple seasons are 4x3. So it's a little weird mm-hmm. seeing something that sharp and that crisp and that clear in 4x3.
Yeah.
It was only the last season that I cared about Rigel.
Yeah.
I was ready to space him for the whole show. Like, can we just blow him out the airlock? Really? Please?
But he's freaking hysterical.
Like, it's against my religion to hate a Muppet, but I hated him.
How can you not like a character that farts helium and pees fire?
Because I'm not a 10-year-old boy.
You fart helium? Woodless. And I've done forgot the second. Oh, how can what we watched right before
started
recording.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
Do No Harm. Yeah. What's the first episode of that?
It's got potential, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
It's very, you know, it's kind of to Jekyll, you know, the Stephen Moffat Jekyll, what Elementary is
to Sherlock.
Sherlock.
Yeah.
Although I liked Elementary off the bat. This, I don't love off the bat.
I don't love it, but it does has some.
It's different.
Yeah. I don't hate it.
No, yeah, it's different. I'm interested to see where they go with it.
Yeah, I don't even think I'm that far into it. I'm just kind of indifferent, honestly. It's like, oh, that was all right.
It's like,
you know,
Jekyll and Hyde with some Dexter thrown in, kind
mm-hmm.
of.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of.
Yeah. I think. Maybe it's just the first episode. Maybe he takes a little bit to find his feet. But the actor himself, I think that after seeing James Nesbitt play Jekyll and Hyde, and just the completely different way he acts, I think I'm comparing too much. I need to let that go. But I think of other actors that I've seen play good and evil, like we were talking about. How Misha Collins, when he was normal Cass, and then when he was dark, evil Cass, that dichotomy of acting,
mm-hmm.
that range, I didn't see that in this so far, but hopefully maybe in future episodes, he'll get an idea of how to separate them more.
Well, hell, even David Boreanaz with Angel and Angelus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just those characters.
when we were watching it, I was eager to see when the transformation was going to take place, if there was going to be any sort of physical transformation. You know,
I didn't know his eyes get bloodshot.
Yeah, his eyes get bloodshot.
I mean, he's got a little bit more of a swagger. He's got a little bit more of a crouch, but it's not the difference I was expecting.
Yeah, yeah,
I
mean, kind of flips not up that, his collar.
Not
or
that I was expecting,
know?
Like, you know, Igor, but I mean, mm-hmm. I was expecting different, you know, carriage than he was when he was himself.
Well, I mean, even looking at, and probably not a lot of folks have seen it because this production has long since closed and hasn't been touring.
It's available on DVD, buy it.
Yes. Jekyll and Hyde, the musical, thriller musical. It actually is. They filmed a stage.
Starring David Hasselhoff, yeah. Surprisingly.
I was going to say, and wasn't it David Hasselhoff? Yeah.
He was actually, and I don't even like him, he was really good.
Yeah,
really?
He yeah. was pretty good, and it's worth it for the extras, because he comes out afterwards and goes, we've come a long way since The Beach and The Talking Car.
But yeah, I'm all for the staged musical, but yeah, I think it was really good.
And I've actually had the privilege of seeing it a couple of times when it was here in Louisville touring, and it is amazing. There's no physical feature change. It's all done acting. Mannerisms. Mm-hmm. The Jekyll in that production, he has longer hair, and so when he's Jekyll, it's usually pulled back and prim and proper, and then when he's Hyde.
He musts it.
It's all kind of...
Which, to be fair, in the theater, you have to over-exaggerate anything anyway so the people in the back row can tell. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, still, being on the screen, you should be able to differentiate your characters more.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting.
Potential, yeah. So,
anything else?
I think that's it for me.
All right.
I have one.
Oh, yeah.
Or do you guys want to talk about it separately?
What one are we talking about?
Batman?
Oh. Dark Knight?
Dark Knight. Oh, the animated series?
Mm. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and talk about it.
Okay.
All right. So, what do you think?
I'm not the comic book geek. I'm just going to say it was good. I enjoyed it.
The part two of The Dark Knight Returns,
mm-hmm.
which is the video animation adaptation of the Frank Miller graphic novel. And man, I gotta say, they did a hell of a job.
Yeah, they did. Huh. Yeah, they did. I enjoyed the first one quite a bit, and I think the second half was even better. But it had just been so long since I've read it. I mean, it was so important to me when I read it. I mean, it was like such a big deal, and it's still been so long since I've read it. Things that I thought I knew, you know, I've just forgotten so much.
You knew
it.
The basic story, but it's been so long enough that you still, all right, this is cool.
Yeah, yeah. And to see the big climactic battle at the end, you know, I was like, wow, I can't wait to see this. This is really awesome. It's funny to hear Ronald Reagan again.
I know. That was wigging me out. I haven't asked Brad. I said, is this the first time, at least in animation on television, is this the first time they used an actual real life president instead of just a character that's a president, like an actual historical figure, as opposed to just random president dude?
Well, I like the fact that they kept it set when, you know, the time period when this book came out.
Right.
And then they kept the adaptation set in that time period as well.
It was very much a product of the 80s. Mm-hmm. And you could tell that by a lot of the costumes, the designs and things. And then, of course, there was a lot of political commentary that had been woven into it that was commentary about the 80s.
And it reminded me a lot of things that I had forgotten about the 80s.
But if you remember, when the comic came out, it took place like 20 years in the future or something like that. Yeah. I mean, it was like really set far in the future, and the idea, I mean, that I don't think that the person that wrote it was a big fan of Reagan. I think he was actually making fun of him. Mm-hmm. So the idea was that Reagan never gave up the presidency.
Because he was looking pretty old.
That he was looking really old. Mm-hmm. So he had Superman as his right-hand man. He was his enforcer. So kind of interesting to see Superman go out on missions for the president and just do whatever he was asked.
Whether or not he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that it was a chance from Human Target.
Mark Valley. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, you know, the normal Batman voice.
Yeah.
I love that.
And Peter Weller.
It was Peter Weller.
Oh, Peter Weller. Yeah, RoboCop.
Yeah, RoboCop for the voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was really good. Good casting.
For him. At the end when he's in the bat suit. Mm-hmm. It's just, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Dead or alive, punk, you're coming with me.
Drop it.
But yeah, I got a kick out of it and really enjoyed it. And of course, had to pick up the Best Buy special edition of that.
God damn it, I hate those little figures.
This one was the Joker, and it was okay, but the last one was the Batman and the power armor, and that was just awesome, you know?
Little chubby Batman with I caught a villain this big.
Ben from Lost was the Joker. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing.
And freaking, you know, since Markham says he's not going to do the voice anymore, get Benry to do it.
There was a preview at the end of the first one where they showed you... They had video of him doing the character as he was recording, and the way his face changes when he does the Joker, he does a really good job. Like, he's really good. And they got Conan O'Brien, and that was pretty cool.
Oh, when they did the bit with the late night talk show,
Conan O'Brien.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Andy Richter, too.
It sounded like him. I don't know if it was really him. Funny. I couldn't find that on.
Of course, they were supposed to be David Letterman. And,
Yeah, you could tell it was supposed to be Letterman.
But
yeah.
It was just cool that it was actually Conan O'Brien.
So, yeah.
So, yeah.
But the big thing, you mentioned previews. Did you see the preview for Superman Unbound?
Haven't gotten that far in the extras yet.
I don't think we did.
Okay. You need to watch that.
Okay. I love the extra stuff.
It's the new one that's coming out this spring. All right. The graphic novel, I didn't watch it. It was a Brainiac like 5-issue arc or something like that. The art, I wish I had gotten that arc when the comic came out. The art is just amazing. Whoever the artist was, they pulled off an amazing job of making Superman look like Christopher Reeve.
Aww.
And making it look natural and cool. And it was just amazing. Now, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, did you see the Easter egg in the fight at the end of Batman? Where they're blowing each other through the apartment building, and in one of the apartments is a Superman Christopher Reeve poster on the wall.
Oh, no, I didn't catch that. They're very cool.
And then one of the extras talks about putting little Easter eggs in there for things like it.
So now I want to go back and see what else there is that we missed.
Neat.
Because, I mean, it's real quick, like 3-4 seconds past. I mean, it's just straight on past. Holy shit, that was great.
Well, if you watch the Superman Unbound, you're going to be dying to see it. They didn't go with that beautiful, realistic artwork because you can't animate that. You know, you can't replicate that in animation. Mm-hmm. But they did a neat design, and it's going to be really cool to see Brainiac as the villain. But here's why you're going to be excited. Here's why you're going to be excited.
You got James as the voice?
Even better.
This is exactly what I was telling you. I tell you, I watched this, and they did a little bit of the recording, the voice of Brainiac, and it was just like, whoa.
I win.
That is amazing. He is perfect.
Nathan Fillion.
No. Walter from Fringe.
Oh.
John Noble
as Brainiac. And I was just like, I cannot wait to see this, just because of his voice as the character.
Wow. I mean, I can kind of see that, or hear it.
It was amazing.
Well, alternate universe Walter.
Yeah.
Alternate.
And I've got IMDb pulled up here.
Mm-hmm.
And Stana Kedic, I can never pronounce her
Stana Kedic. Hotness.
Plays Lois Lane.
Yeah.
And
he's from Castle, right?
Yep. Guess who plays Supergirl?
Laura Vandervoort.
Molly Quinn. Alexis.
Oh. Ow. That'll take a little working around.
Well, she was blonde.
You didn't have Nathan show up as Green Lantern.
You wouldn't answer to our time if she was blonde.
So, yeah.
John Noble as... No, that's okay. John Noble as Brainiac, and I was just like fanboy. I was just like, wow, he's perfect.
I just found out that he was in Return of the King.
I need to watch that.
You didn't know that?
No.
You know,
didn't know
that?
I didn't know that.
That's where I knew him from. I'd never seen him before, and I saw him in that, and I was just like, wow, this guy can act.
Yeah, he's crazy.
I haven't seen him yet. I need to wait tomorrow.
He plays
wild. We've got the badass edition.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you have got to see
it. You haven't seen that?
Oh, my gosh.
That's the one I missed.
Give me your geek card.
Yeah. You need that pulled, like, right now.
No, I've seen Return of the King.
I'm watching Vampire Diaries. Leave me alone.
Okay.
Not enough.
I've seen Return of the King, yes. Yeah. I just didn't remember.
Wait, is it the
Walter.
Second one? Or the
Third one.
Yeah, that's the one I haven't seen.
Okay.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I mean, I'd never heard of him before or seen him in anything, and I was just like, wow, this guy's really good. And then when, of course, they cast him in Fringe, I was like, this is awesome.
When I watched the... They have a thing on YouTube. It's also probably on Fox's website, but they have a thank you from the cast of Fringe where they talk about being, you know, thank you to the audience and whatever. And it's still weird to hear him in his real accent.
Yeah, there was just a little, very short blurb with him being interviewed about doing the voice of Brainiac. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, whoa, that's the first time I'd ever heard him speak in his own
accent. You're in America. Do it again. The blooper reel from the first season of Fringe.
Yeah.
Battery's flat. You're in America. Do it again.
And is he British, Australian? What Australian. Is he? Australian? Mm-hmm. He sounded Australian. Okay.
He and Olivia.
Okay.
Very, very cool.
Real quick, I got two things.
Okay, do that. Sorry.
Real quick.
Oh, no. Okay.
Watched Hugo.
Oh. How was it?
Yeah. It was good. Mm-hmm. It wasn't what I was expecting, but it ended up turning out to be something that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Surprising. Mm-hmm. By Mr. Martin Scorsese?
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Directing.
Can't go wrong with Marty.
Yeah. Also, another thing I watched in a movie from another comedian, Kostaki Economopoulos.
It's easy called, for you to say.
Yeah. Called Sleepwalk With Me.
I've seen that on Netflix.
Yes, that's on Netflix. I'd highly recommend it.
Okay.
It's really boring.
It's about...
Third season of... Twin Peaks?
Never seen that one. But it's about him and his story. It's him adapting his story like as an up-and-coming comic, but also dealing with a sleep disorder where he doesn't have the part in his brain that tells his body to shut down when he's dreaming. So he actually physically acts out his dreams in real life. So he'll be sleeping or whatever, and he'll start sleepwalking, and he's hurt himself. He's almost hurt other people. He's wrecked stuff. At one point, he was in, I think, the second floor of a hotel, was having a dream that... There was he was in this command center, and that all his friends and family were in this command center, and this nuclear missile was trained on him, and he had to get out of it to save his friends and family. So he jumped through this open window in the command center and took off. Well, in reality, he jumped out the window right through the glass of his hotel.
Oh my God!
And landed on the lawn. And took off running. And it wasn't until a few feet later and, like, you know, his legs were all cut up and bloody and that he realized he was sleepwalking.
That's awful.
Yeah. And so it's about, you know, that those kind of things that happened to him. And he's got really good kind of musings on life and all that stuff.
When
and
you
it's,
chain
it's,
yourself to the bed.
Well, he sleeps in a sleeping bag now. So he doesn't start getting up and you know, going around and stuff. So, but it was a good watch. I really quite enjoyed it.
Very cool.
Edit it to my cue.
Yeah.
How many things have you added during this segment?
Three or four.
Okay, and on that note,
anyway,
have to add it to the drinking game. Added it to my cue.
Take a drink. All right, we will be back with more pod culture right after this.
I remember the day we met when your Beamer hit my Corvette. You said it was meant to be, and you married me on the beach in Fiji Island honeymoon. soon. Then you lost your job the same day the stock market crashed. And that new Walmart in town cut my net sales in half. Now you're living with your mom, I'm living in my car. I guess forever means still debt do us part. Well, it sure didn't take us long to make sure every cent was gone. Got so deep in the red, couldn't get out of bed, never giving a damn what Dave Ramsey said. Just bouncing checks and begging for makeup sex. 'Cause you lost your job the same day the stock market crashed. And that new Walmart in town cut my net sales in half. Living with your mom, I'm living in my car. Guess forever means till debt do us part. We were young and thought the fun would never end. Till you and your mom and your friends maxed out our credit cards again. 'Cause you lost your job at Walmart stocking Campbell's cans. Romney campaign job did not pan out as planned. Now I'm living with your mom, you're living in her car. Guess forever means till debt do us part. Yes, forever means till debt do us part.
It's time for the moment we've all been dreading. Glenn's guilty pleasure.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, what torture are you inflicting upon us and the listeners this time?
I should feel guilty for this one.
You don't.
Judging by that trailer, yes, you should.
Now, I don't know why, because on the back it says, Hell Driver explodes with goodness.
What kind of goodness?
Geeky.
Geeky, awful goodness.
Yoshihiro Nishimura's Hell Driver, Uncut Director's Edition.
Oh, so glad it's uncut.
Wanted to edit it.
Oh.
From Sushi Typhoon.
Awesome.
Got the Blu-ray DVD combo.
Sushi smoothie.
You know, I like this type of movie for the most part.
Right.
I bought this sight unseen.
Oh, my.
Okay. It's got such a good cover. We all like the cover.
Yeah.
The cover has got high production value. It's got a neat name. Looks cool. Just knowing a little bit about it, some sort of zombie outbreak thing, it had a lot of potential. And I have to say, there's a lot of cool concepts and some neat designs in it. All that being said, it was not my favorite movie.
It looked like Power Rangers.
Well, no. Hmm. No.
Bloody Power
it's
Rangers.
It's definitely low budget. There's a lot of stuff, especially coming out from Sushi Typhoon, and there's a lot of stuff, this gonzo, over-the-top stuff. This is from the director of Tokyo Gore Police, which I think I reviewed as well.
Sounds
obviously,
familiar.
Obviously, gory, sci-fi, anime. I mean, there's a lot of elements to this, especially you saw some things towards the end, the stuff flying in the air and the big... There's a lot of things that are very anime that maybe could have been pulled off in an anime back in the 80s and it would have been cool.
Mm-hmm.
But now seeing it live action, low budget, it's not cool.
Not as cool, no.
basically, a girl comes from a dysfunctional family. Her mother is psychotic, and I think it's her mother's brother is also psychotic. And they've been away on some sort of like natural born killers spree or something. And now they come back home to her. She's not too happy about it. And they are dismembering her father. And
oh my.
Yeah, so interesting start to the movie. And so the mother and daughter have it out, and just so happens some meteor thing comes flying through the sky and goes right through her mother's chest while they're outside arguing. Well, it just happens to be some sort of weird zombie alien meteorite thing. And
crazy virus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So her mother's coated in some sort of amber-like stuff or whatever, and there's a like a dust cloud that goes over Japan, or over like half of Japan, and people that are exposed to this dust cloud, they have this like tumorous growth thing that grows out of their head that looks like some sort of antenna or something, and they become some sort of like alien zombie mutant things. And so they build a big wall, and you know, nobody goes to that side, and these zombie things are all over. And the movie's a little disjointed. There's something very weird about it where I was watching it and I got about halfway and all of a sudden it was almost like a new movie. It was like the movie started over again or something. Like it was originally two parts, or like maybe they made the last part first and then went back and made like backstory for it or something. I don't know. Huh. I don't know what the real, but it really felt like two distinct things going on. So that was kind of
like Robo Vampire.
Well, yeah, that was two poorly edited, entirely different movies.
Yeah,
maybe three. Hell Driver, awesome looking cover. Best thing I can say about it. I do kind of like the alien zombie thing, and the little antenna things are kind of interesting. And there's a sequence where this guy was like at the wall and he was like harvesting these antenna things. Apparently people on the other side of the wall think that you can like grind them up and use them for something. So he was like risking his life with the zombies to get these things and stuff. I don't know. It's weird. Right. There's all sorts of weird Japanese politics and things going on, and bizarre. Very bizarre.
I'm trying to figure out what those, because those are an appendage of some insect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out what that is.
Looks like Black Bolt's
yeah, his little tuning fork
antenna.
I kind of like that, though. I mean, it was a unique thing. You know, okay, people were mutated into this zombie thing by this alien force, whatever. That was kind of cool. The mother of the main character, her heart is missing because this thing went through, but she's still alive. So she takes her daughter's heart and puts it in her chest.
Okay.
But then for some reason, the daughter doesn't die either. Now she doesn't become a zombie, but she's not dead. She ends up making it to the other side of the wall where they give her this suit and stuff. And what's cool about it, this chest plate basically has the motor from a chainsaw in it.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a samurai sword that has a chainsaw blade on it, connected by a cable to this chest piece. So she'll actually pull the cord and start up the chainsaw motor and go around and chop off zombie heads with her samurai chainsaw sword.
Okay.
Wow.
Which is kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
Different.
Sounds like a good name for a punk rock band. chainsaw zombie sword.
Yeah. So I like a lot of the concepts, but maybe I'm getting old. You know, maybe I'm getting old. Maybe the gallons of blood splattering everywhere constantly through the entire movie, maybe not as appealing as it used to be. No. I don't know.
They just didn't do it as well.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
There's a way to do that. And maybe they just didn't do it.
I should have known that when I put the disc in, there's a very quick, obviously shot in like the guy's front yard, kind of quick interview with the director, thanking you for watching the movie and advising you to get some friends and some beer and sit down and enjoy the movie.
Okay.
Ah,
so
yeah.
When the director tells you, you need to be drunk to enjoy this.
That sums up.
Oh, so we should have had shots of Fireball before seeing the trailer.
Before the trailer, yeah.
You mm-hmm. bastard.
Sorry. yeah. So it's a little disjointed, a little, you know, if it had a lot more boobs in it, there's not a lot of boobs in it, if it had a lot more boobs in it, and I were 17, I probably would have really enjoyed it.
Boobs equals better.
Boobs are better.
Well,
yeah.
This isn't an even number of boobs. It's all right.
Not if you're watching Total Recall.
Oh, yeah, there is definitely an odd number of boobs in mm-hmm. there.
So, you know, I wasn't thrilled. It was okay. There were, like I said, a lot of things I liked, a lot of things I didn't like. I know it's over the top, crazy, stupid shit. But there's a character that's kind of a cowboy type character who's living on the other side of the wall. He's, if I remember correctly, he's looking for his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And when he shoots things, they kind of blow up, you know, with this cheap digital explosion. Uh-huh. You know, every time he shoots things, they blow
fireball.
Up. Fireball. Yeah, this big fireball in the sky. You know, just got guns, regular guns, but everything blows up. Except the, like, villain zombie character who can talk, even though most of them don't. He can talk, and, you know, you shoot him a whole bunch of times, and they act more like normal bullets. But when he mm-hmm. shoots anything else, they just burst into flames. So I like a little consistency.
Is that like a Dredd's ammunition in his
yeah.
gun?
He has to change it to high X, yeah, high explosive or incendiary. No, there's just no explanation for it. So I had some issues with that sort of stuff. I think if, I mean, they talk about the satire and the humor to it. With as over the top as the gore and everything was, if the comedy had been a little more over the top,
mm-hmm.
I may have enjoyed it more. But mm-hmm. it was a lot of gore, not enough comedy, not enough boobs. So, you know, it wasn't really that well balanced.
Just didn't deliver.
Just didn't deliver. Even though some neat concepts.
Yeah.
And some cool stuff. And great box art.
Great
really
box,
good
art.
Box art.
Yeah.
Shiny.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, I see that. I'm
it's
like,
very deceiving.
I need to see that movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a good deal. I think I got it for like $10 Blu-ray DVD combo, you know? So, but yeah, you know, not my favorite. I'll still be getting other Sushi Typhoon titles, and I know a lot of them will probably end up like this. But maybe more of them I'll just get from Netflix.
Yeah. I understand. There's plenty. There's plenty.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Lynn, you got another crappy movie.
Mm-hmm. You said it. So Hell Driver, maybe check it out on Netflix. It's probably on there. You know, I don't think many of the listeners will be rushing out to buy this. I wouldn't really advise it.
But if you do, make sure you have some beer before you watch it.
Well, bring some friends over, have some beers, and you might like it.
Or
you might pass out first.
Yeah. All right. So, Hell Driver.
Hell Driver, uncut director's edition. Yeah.
So, check it out if you are brave.
If you dare.
Or drunk enough. And we will be back with more pod culture right after the Mind Bleach.
The Critical Myth Podcast. An enlightening look at the best of genre television and its role as our modern mythology. A scholarly, in-depth discussion of story and its ability to reveal every facet of the human condition.
Look at that. There's some guy who's oozing.
I'm creating some not so good words.
Stranger in a Strange Land? Yeah, that was the point.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
But I was going to say blasphemy, but okay.
The whole blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, shame that musical episode of The Wire got canned.
You know, oh, that's what the damn picture was.
Well, they could have showed me a box with a few wires out, and I think I would have bought it more.
There's a monster. Yeah. And there you go. What in the name of hell are we dealing with here?
The Critical Myth Podcast.
At criticalmyth.com. We're now on iTunes.
From wood-grained Ataris to high-end consoles, we're back with a little game chatter. And, what has everyone been playing, Christina? What was the evil eye there?
Your Atari thing, but okay. I started playing Portal on Steam.
Oh my God, I thought she was going to wee herself.
Well, I never get to watch anything you play because you wig out. So I had to play it for myself. I do love Gladys, and she could read the phone book, and I think I would find it soothing. Just the rhythm of it just makes me go, oh. Yep. It's just nice.
But the actual content of the sayings?
She's Ashley meets Miranda, and it still makes me happy. She's Ashley and Miranda had a baby. Snark. It makes me happy.
Universe might implode on that one.
I know. It'd be great. They would rule the world together. and let's see. I'm still playing Scribblenauts Unlimited also on Steam because you gave it to me for Christmas. And it's cute. What else? I have played on my iPod quite a bit. Excuse me, I have the hiccups. I'm playing, once again, please. I'm playing Pocket Family, which is cute. Virtual Families 2, I'm still playing. Bloons Tower Defense 5, still kicking my ass.
Is that the one with the monkeys?
Fucking monkeys are so hard. It's so hard. Pardon me. What else?
Why are you apologizing?
Because I don't like to swear unless I'm playing a video game. Redownloaded Oregon Trail for the iPod, and the updates that they've done since I played last are really good.
That's good.
Just old school fun. You can still die of dysentery. It's fun.
Well, as long as that's still there.
Somebody poisoned the well.
Somebody's poisoned the water hole. I also downloaded, it's called Rise of Blobs. Imagine kind of like Tetris, but cylindrical. Instead of it being a flat square that you have to fill and get rid of the shapes, it's a tube, and the squares are rising up the tube, and you can turn it to fit the colors that you need to match up.
Ah.
It's like 3D Tetris kind of thing.
Hmm.
And it's fun. That's another one that keeps me awake until way too late. and I downloaded the Ghostbusters game for the iPod, but I haven't played it yet. But yeah, that's been pretty much it. I started up your Little Big Planet karting simply because I love the intros, because I love Stephen Fry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been it.
Yeah,
I'm not the big gamer you guys are.
I got PlayStation Plus, and one of the benefits, and I gotta say, it's a better deal than Xbox.
I don't know.
The reason I say that is because at least with Xbox, you don't get any free games as part of your deal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation Plus, roughly the same price, maybe even a little bit cheaper. And usually there's a game or two a month or so that you can download. Now, if you stop paying, you can't access them anymore.
That's my, I don't know, is that you have to keep up with it in order to be able to play your games.
But on the other hand, you know, when you're paying on the Xbox, you're not getting anything. And at least here, there is some
benefit.
So, you know, like she said, I got the latest one, at least as of this recording, was Little Big Planet Karting, which is free for PSN.
Super cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
and I'm now that they've expanded PlayStation Plus to the Vita, cooler, because they got Vita games that you can do the same thing on for free. And they're doing that whole cross-play thing with some, when you buy the PlayStation version, you can play it on the Vita. So, yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Haven't really gotten into that yet, but still a pretty good thing. On the 360, there's really only one game I've been playing. I dabbled just the other day because I fired it up so I'd have the updates for DC Universe, because there's a new DLC either out, just came out, or coming out, where you can, like, build your own lair.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Or something to that effect. I've just been seeing bits and pieces about it. So yeah, you know.
I want a lair.
And strangely enough, I play it on the PC.
I have a corner.
Because the only real reason is because Sony does the station cache thing, which you can't do on the PS3. I have no idea. DCU is a Sony online game. You would think there's something could be done there. But every once in a while, they do the triple station cash bonus. So if you spend $10, you get $30 worth of the station cash. And the expansions for DCU are about $10. So I can get three expansions for the price of one.
That's kinda cool.
If you time it right.
Yeah.
So I usually, you know, every time that triple cash pops up, I'll do it. And I've got a nice little bank of stuff that I can get things here and there. So
cool.
And then the only real game I've really been sinking any time into here late is Forza Horizon.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah. Every time you guys have seen me, been online, you've probably seen me playing it. You know, and it's a cool game. The graphics are just amazing.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet.
Yeah, when you're in the garage, the car looks practically real.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a create mode that is just amazing. Where you can, and the crap I've done, you know, it looks good if I say, but some folks have done stuff there that looks like it's photorealistic.
Mm-hmm.
They've done crap that looks dead on from, like, they've imported a picture, which, unless there's a hack or something that I'm not aware of, you can't do. You know, you can't, like, hold a thing up to your eye camera or whatever and import a picture, which kind of sucks. But I have sunk, I don't know how many hours.
A lot.
Into playing Forza Horizon. Or at least just, you know, trying to recreate some of our podcast art. And I've got a pod culture car. And, you know, I've done a pod culture art that's up on the marketplace. You know, you can sell your creations for in-game credit and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a pod culture and a geek spin one up. And, you know, our VOG has, you know, where we air on Monday nights at 9 Eastern, has a car club. Just search for VOG and send a request to join that.
That's
cool. And every once in a while we get on online and race and don't get into the game chat. We do the party chat. So we're all together in a party playing games and there's other people that come in, but we don't have to talk to them because it's a separate channel. So yeah, that's kind of fun. Been having a lot of fun with that, just playing around and making goofy shit with it.
It falls to me to make sure he doesn't get rickets and scurvy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done so far.
What was it? I just lost like 6-7 hours.
Saturday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You keep saying, Brad, what do you want for dinner? I'm not really hungry. Okay, but it's 10:30, like Brad. It's 10:30.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You got to move. You're going to get a DVT. Yeah. Come on. Get up.
Not since Fantasy Star Online.
Like, at least get up to go to the bathroom. Come on. Stretch a little bit. And the way he lays on the couch, he's all crumpled up. He's going to look like Gollum one of these days, all kind of hunched over.
Muscles are going to atrophy.
I know.
Pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I've been having a blast with that. What have you guys been playing?
Well, I mentioned before, I was still playing the heck out of Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Is Andy kicking your butt?
He's pretty good. He's pretty good. He's prestige more than I have. That's for sure. Yeah. Can't get enough of that. Like I said, new map pack just came out. I've only played those a few times. Be playing them much more here.
You're playing
very
it,
shortly.
Downstairs on the big ass TV.
On the big TV. Yeah. Which, when we installed it, it's a little bit higher than I intended. And, if I'm sitting, I haven't bought a recliner for the basement yet, or I've just been using some folding chairs. And, you know, they're kind of short, even compared to regular chairs. So I'm kind of looking up. It's not really natural. So actually, it's an unfinished basement. Mm-hmm. So I've got just a concrete floor. So I went out and bought this, like, it's supposed to be like a bathroom mat, but it's a memory foam.
Oh, nice.
Memory foam mat. And I get down there and I take my shoes off and stand on the memory foam mat, and it's just perfect for standing. So I'm actually, it's not exactly like doing the Kinect or Wii or something, but
no,
I'm actually
better for you.
Standing and playing my game, which yeah. I thought, you know, for the number of hours in a row that I have a tendency to play Call of Duty
right.
or something.
It doesn't hurt to get up every now and then.
At least I'm standing. And if I get tired, I'll have my chair behind me, and maybe like between matches, I'll sit down for a minute.
That's cool.
You know, so maybe it's a little better for my health.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Definitely.
So yeah, I can't.
A lot of people
them.
Moving to those standing workstations at work.
Yeah, right,
and
exactly.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. So I figured instead of just being upset that my TV was higher than I wanted it to be, I would take advantage of it.
Very good.
And I'm actually been pretty happy with it. Actually, it's cool.
Who are you, and what have you done with Glenn?
Yeah, I know. What's up?
There a pod next to the bed.
So there's that, and then playing the. Actually, I got a text from Todd the other day. Him and Ashley were on, and they were playing Red Dead Redemption.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's why I saw you. I'm like, that's random.
Yeah. So that's one game that we all have. So we got on and played that.
Nice.
And hadn't played it in a long time, and it was really cool. I still say one of the best games ever.
It's a lot of
it's
fun.
Yeah.
It's a badass game.
The zombie.
Oh, the undead
your mother. Or yeah. Whatever. Some of the lines in that are just hysterical.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's just an awesome game. So still good, you know, after putting it on and looking at it on the big screen, I was like, wow, this is just an amazing looking game. And it's just so cool. Not that I'm going to be going home and playing that tonight or something. I'll still get back on Call of Duty. But I'm still saying it still holds up. It's still an amazing mm-hmm. game.
I'm surprised they haven't, like, announced a sequel or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Hmm. So that's really all I've had time for right now. I've still got other games I've barely put in, you know, that I'll someday get to, I hope. And I still intend to get Halo 4 one of these days. Not in any big hurry.
You need to get Horizon just so you could make crap in the create mode.
Yeah, I could get addicted to that, I'm sure. I'm not a huge driving game fan because I tend to suck at it.
Oh, really? I'm horrible at it. I came in last every match we ran except one. That's only because a guy glitched out. So and most of them I didn't even finish it by the time the thing timed mm-hmm. out. So yeah, I'm pretty bad at those things.
Blur. I enjoyed Blur when we got that a while back.
I remember that.
That was a good game.
You all got Dirt's a Jeep. Get a Jeep?
Yeah, super cheap.
Yeah, 10
bucks. It was really good. So I did enjoy Blur. The only other really driving I'd been doing was when I was playing Anarchy, which is a good game. And it has some race modes and things. Hmm. And those are pretty cool. And there's some, like, rockets and machine guns and landmines and things.
Twisted metal.
Yeah, a little bit of that going on. But my favorite racing game of all time, well, of course, I said before when we were talking before the show that I really liked the old Speed Racer game. Was that
PS1?
I think so.
I think it's PS1 because I think I was working at Blockbuster and someone had a drive. And we had this thing called a mod chip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. Speed Racer was cool. But way back in the day, I think my favorite racing game of all time, Red Asphalt.
I was going to say, I think.
Red Asphalt. Ever seen that?
Mm-mm.
It was really cool.
Is that the one that got pulled because it was too violent?
No, that was Thrill Kill, and that never came out.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
But I had it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's a copy out there somewhere.
Yeah. But Red Asphalt, if I remember the storyline correctly, wasn't there like this alien force moving from planet to planet, and they had this, they would like abduct people and force them to race in this galactic race with all these, you race to the death, you know, and these all these killer tracks, and you had all these weapons and things. So it was sci-fi, death race in space, sci-fi, just insane tracks and weapons, and it was just really cool. They need to update that.
That would be, it'd be a good one. You know, reboot it like they did with Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
District 9 meets Death Race.
That would, ooh,
yeah, be good. Could be cool.
Huh. Oh, that's right. We didn't talk about that one.
Death Race. All right, so that's all my gaming is basically Call of Duty, mm-hmm. Black Ops 2.
Addict.
Yeah.
Ah, taupe.
I've been playing Far Cry 3,
good.
Which is pretty awesome. Not really connected to the other Far Cries as far as storyline goes, because each of the Far Cries has been kind of its own contained story, its own contained characters and stuff. But this one kind of takes place on this guy and his buddies go on this crazy kind of whirlwind vacation, end up going skydiving, landing on this pirate kind of infested island, getting abducted. He gets split up from his group of friends and escapes and comes across a village, and the villagers help him, and you know, he gets weapons and stuff, so you got to go around finding your friends and taking out these pirate terrorist people. Has some different like elements of Assassin's Creed in it a little bit, as far as there are these towers, the radio towers you got to climb and disable this jamming thing that allows the radio towers to work again, so the island inhabitants can start communicating again. And by getting to the top of the tower, you get a lay of the land and you see everything, and you know, that opens up that section of the map.
Oh, so cool.
It's kind of got an Assassin's Creed kind of mechanic there, if you've ever played the Assassin's Creed games. Very cool. Just an amazing sandbox of places you can go, weapons and things you can get. There's a whole crafting side of it too, where you get herbs and plants and stuff like that, skins, different animal skins to make different ammo pouches and backpacks and stuff to hold more things. You can make shots and adrenaline stims, that kind of thing, with like the different plants and stuff you get, and you mix together and whatever. Very cool. So I've been having fun with that.
The Far Cry games have always been really cutting edge.
The graphics are second to none. Hmm. I mean, the graphics are incredible. Hmm. So if you've got a good system, a good machine to run that on, I mean, I've got the PC version, you know, Xbox or PlayStation, should be pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the new video card I've got in there runs it really well and really nicely. So that's, I'd recommend picking that game up. I've also been playing still some MechWarrior Online, which is very fun. Still very, very fun. I've upgraded my mechs, been tweaking things, the weapons and heat sinks and armor and all that stuff, just to kind of get the right balance for the particular kind of mech that I've got. Because one, I have different mechs for different uses. So I've really been kind of homing my sniper kind of mech. So that's a lot of fun. And then the graphics on that are amazing too, because it runs on the Far Cry or Crytek 3 engine,
okay,
or something like that. So the graphics on that are incredible as well. So to see big robots stomping around, you know, with those kind of graphics and the explosions, and like you hit someone with a Gauss rifle and sparks and stuff go everywhere. It's really, really cool. Like, it's, I still awe at the graphics. It's really amazing. So that one I would also highly recommend picking up, because it's just action packed and fun and just good times. I like it a lot.
Very, very cool, man. Anything else?
So that's the main thing that I've been playing, I think.
I have one more.
Oh,
I forgot. I downloaded for my iPod Touch. It's called Blockheads, and it's pretty much a Minecraft ripoff. Now, I downloaded the free version of Minecraft 2 to compare them. I like my cheap knockoff version better.
Hmm.
Because the camera angles and the moving around in the Minecraft game gives me a headache. Hmm. This is just a side-scrolling thing.
Mm-hmm.
You dig, you get stuff, you build stuff. You collect stuff, you build stuff. That's all there is to it. I mean, it's not high art. I mean, some people have done really amazing structures, but I think it's just fun wandering around and see what you find. You know, and finding ways to dig and keep your little person happy and fed, you know? And if you know you're going to the mountain where there aren't any trees, you need to pack dirt and you need to pack pine cones so you can grow trees, so you can have wood, so you can, you know, I like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the Minecraft proper game, just the camera angles, I just didn't like that. I like simple, easy, old school, cheap knockoff deal. And it was free, so.
That's cool.
Can't beat that.
Nope.
I didn't. It's not one that I've been playing, but I'm looking forward to it coming out. There's Dead Island Riptide.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say Bioshock.
I was going to get to that.
Okay.
but Dead Island Riptide,
mm-hmm.
You know, Dead Island was great.
Yeah.
And apparently it's a different adventure set during the same time. I guess different characters or something. Check that out. That's going to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Bioshock Infinite got bumped back a month.
I was awful.
Supposed to come out at the end of February. Now it's coming out at the end of March.
Ooh.
As long as it's done right.
Mm. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I want the soundtrack to be good.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting. It's not. Doesn't take place in Rapture, so not about as far from underwater as you can get.
Pretty much
floating city in the sky, but it looks good. It looked really good. Anything you guys are looking forward to?
More DLC for Black Ops 2? No.
If anybody can recommend any of the free-to-play games on Steam, I'm open to suggestions.
DC Universe. Star Trek Online.
I'm
downloading Star Trek Online as we speak.
Okay.
Defiance, the TV show video game from Sci-Fi. I wonder if that's going to be any good.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
We can't sit alphas. I'm not speaking to them.
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah.
Fuckers.
Carly's real interested in that one. But I know when they show the commercials for it, they show PlayStation, Xbox, stuff like that. So I don't know what if it's going to be. I guess it's an MMO, but for the... I mean, I guess DCU was on PlayStation, mm-hmm. so... It could be an MMO on PlayStation, but I don't know. I'm wondering if it's going to be any good and if there's going to be a monthly fee to play it and whatever. I don't know.
The WoW seems to be the big exception to that because everything seems to be more the free-to-play and nickel and dime you to death kind of stuff. So. Yeah.
Crysis 3?
Yeah, I haven't finished Crysis 2, though.
Oh, so good.
It is good.
One of those, is it live up to the first one where it'll choke any system that's out right now? Or
pretty much dumb it down ever like since two? Ever since. Well, I mean, Crysis 2, it didn't, but they came out with an update that bumped it up to DirectX 11, I believe, and that would slow your system down. Crysis 3, I'm still not sure. I'm not sure if it's the system killer that 1 really was.
Yeah, it was.
But there's that. Then I'm looking forward to, of course, Bioshock Infinite. Grand Theft Auto 5. Of course, that's not until, what, September?
Yeah, it got really bumped back.
Yeah. And then SimCity in March.
Oh, yeah.
Not crazy about the DRM.
Oh, yeah, having to log in. You have to always be
online.
Really?
Even though you're playing solo.
Yeah. That's disappointing.
So, like, you know, all the problems we have with Insight,
mm-hmm.
you're fucked.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah.
So I'll wait. Somebody will crack it and patch that out. And okay. Take care of it then. I do like SimCity.
Yeah, Carly's looking forward to that one. Me, not so much.
Well, if that's about it for the game chatter, we will be back with more pod culture right after we find a new game to play. Or Forza.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA select start. I'm trying to unlock your heart from years of walls. And when Hyrule falls, I'm hoping that the things I do are working to connect with you. I see that you're free with my shop. I'd like for you to know my name. They call me Box 138. I think we are due for a walk. Cause like me, you pull from the middle. Skip the books up on the top. So up, up, down, down, left, right, BA select start. I'm trying to unlock your heart from years of walls. And when Hyrule falls, I'm hoping that the thing I do are working to connect with you. I wish I could know what you dream. Are you flying high without a care? Do people often stop and stare? Cause you're both a girl and a fan. I bet it's hard to join the rest with fanboys staring at your chest. So up, up, down, down, left, right, BA select start. I'm trying to unlock your heart from years of walls. And when Hyrule falls, I'm hoping that the things I do are working to connect with you. And even though it's improbable, it seems that this could go my way. I should take a risk, then like Wilson Fisk, be the kingpin of this day. Then you turn around and say hello, and everything's okay. That night when we went on a date, our goals in life we talked about while sipping on a Guinness down until we drove back to your place. I said we should do it again. That's when you stabbed me with a pen. Because you planned to murder me. Cause you've been stalking me for weeks. And then you shoved me in your house. You punched me hard right in the mouth. And warned me that I shouldn't scream. Or you got me like Wolverine. This day to turn out kinda sucky. I thought I was getting lucky. Not cut up in little bits. Served up as your favorite dish. She's a man eater, I'm toast. Just like the song from Hall & Oates. Influenced by the Temptations, played on the 60s in every station. I don't know where the song will end, but I don't care because I'm dead. Whoa, because I'm dead. Whoa, because I'm dead. Whoa, because I'm dead. Whoa, because I'm dead. I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead. Because I'm dead. Whoa, because I'm dead.
Well, it is about time to close out the show.
Getting late.
Holy shit. You're right. I just saw what time it was.
Yep. Oh. It's officially tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding. It's been tomorrow for half an hour. Final thoughts, Christina.
Good night.
Yeah. That was quick.
Glenn.
I was talking to Chuck the other day.
Hi, Chuck.
He's on here as a guest about his books. He is writing a children's novel right now.
Nice.
And he's also doing some writing for, if you guys remember, there was the Amazing Stories magazine back in the day. It's been relaunched as a website. It's,
nice.
It's amazingstoriesmag.com. And he's writing articles for them now.
Very good.
Cool.
So you might check that out. And
good for him.
That's
congratulations.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So
wow.
That's all I got.
Adam?
Awesome. I don't know. I've just been lazy.
That's okay.
Always a good thing.
Maybe, I don't know. Play some video games. There you go.
Awesome. Buy Forza Horizon.
Oh, there you go.
Make some
Boo.
Stuff. What? It's awesome. Glenn, you need to buy it. My final thought, I'm going to close out on an email we got from William.
Hi, William.
And it came in while we were recording,
yes,
actually.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
So good timing there. Basically, he just said he's been enjoying the TARDIS Interruptus episodes.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. And wants to know if we want any recommendations for British television shows.
Yes, yes, please. What,
so,
me?
Yes.
Me? Send my hands in the air.
Christina at podculture.net or same email, feedback@podculture.net, and that will get to us, William. And
please.
Got more stuff to check out.
Yes.
Yep. Especially if they happen to be on Netflix.
Or even if not, we can find a way.
We can get them.
Send me to adam@podculture.net. Yeah.
Always if he sends it to feedback, I think everybody can.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Right.
Finally, please tell me what genres you're interested in. It makes it a lot easier to figure out what to recommend.
Everything British.
Well,
I win.
Sci-fi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sci-fi.
I'm not even picky about sci-fi. Anything British. Game shows, doesn't matter. I've heard Pointless is really good. I need to find that somewhere.
I'm sure existed, it's out there somewhere.
Where you have to guess, like the question is state capitals, and they pulled 100 people. You don't guess the ones that people guess most often. You guess the most random ones that people guess. You guess the one that got guessed the least.
Oh.
Like the most pointless answer is the one that you have to guess to get the points.
Weird.
Like, that's pretty hard.
Yeah, that's pretty obscure.
But
so you still have to match them, but it's still got to rank on the chart, but it's got to be at the bottom of the chart.
You've got to pick you have to get the one that's the most pointless. Like, I kind of like that.
Crazy.
What's the capital of Kentucky? Pudding.
No, but like state capitals. And then you guess everybody guesses the most obvious ones, but you have to guess the most, like the capital of Rhode Island, or
lasagna.
It's always food.
I see a trend.
I like a good lasagna.
Mm-hmm. It's tasty.
Garfield's the only cat I actually do like.
So if we get a cat, I can name a Garfield.
No, because we would have a cat.
I just have to get rid of you.
Wow. And on that note, speaking of getting rid of me,
yeah,
we are out of here.
Cheers.
Be seeing you.
Have a good one.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.